This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump's impeachment trial has reached a pivotal stage as senators are asking questions of both House managers and the president's attorneys.
And sometimes in groups, senators submitted questions to Chief Justice John Roberts, with one big question hanging over just the third presidential impeachment trial in American history. Former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton writes in a new book about personally hearing the president saying he wanted to hold back aid, though the publication date may be pushed back, with the White House saying Bolton wrote about classified information.
He has all of the nation's secrets from the time that he was the National Security Advisor.
Deputy White House Counsel Pat Philbin says allowing Bolton to testify would set a bad precedent. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. government chartered a plane to fly 201 Americans out of Wuhan, China, the epicenter of a deadly virus outbreak. AP's Rita Foley reports.
First stop, Anchorage, Alaska.
The whole plane erupted into cheers when the crew welcomed them back to the United States.
That's Dr. Ann Zink, Alaska's chief medical officer.
All passengers had already been screened twice before they left China. They were monitored throughout the flight. And in Anchorage, the passengers were screened twice more.
Everyone passed the health screening in Anchorage, and then it was on to Southern California for more screening and a temporary stopover. The state health commissioner, Adam Crum, said this is the best possible outcome, and he wished the passengers the best of luck as they complete their journeys home. I'm Rita Foley.
For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump signed into law the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Trade Agreement, which replaces the North American Free Trade Agreement. VOA's Steve Herman reports.